I'm Bill Rudman, and this is Footlight Parade, Sounds of the American Musical. Coming up, 13 performers and the songs that got them on stage for the first crucial moments of their musicals. As we say in the theater, the stars are all making an entrance, and they include Ethel Merman and Mary Martin, of course, plus Angela Lansbury, Richard Burton, Carol Burnett, and Carol Channing, Lucille Ball, Julie Andrews, and Alfred Drake. So stick around, because the stakes are high. As usual, the program is produced by the Musical Theater Project. It's 1960, and the stakes are very high for Lucille Ball. Over the past 8 years, she has become a TV icon, but now, divorced from Desi Arnaz, she's determined to conquer Broadway in a new musical called Wildcat, playing a penniless but feisty gal out to strike oil in 1912 near the Mexican border. Of course, the questions in the air on opening night are: how is she going to greet Broadway? And after she makes her entrance, are we still going to love Lucy? Well, she surprises us with what theater people call a reveal. She crawls out from under a broken-down Model T and grabs a big bass drum.
But you gotta beat the drum, Janie. You gotta tell them, here we come, pow, pow. You gotta say, stand up and listen. You gotta say, it's us, we're here. You gotta say, hey, look me over, lend me an ear. Fresh out of Clover, mortgage up to here. But don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip of mine. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. Tell him a story.
Sing him a song, she says, and sing him a song we do.
We're hitting the road.
Loud as a chanticleer and jittery as a hen.
The road to glory.
Ready to whoops, my dear, but here we go again.
Yeah! Hey, look me over.
Let me
hear. Looky here, folks, dear folks, queer folks, here to Lisa Hill. Or in a pinch, we'll take an acre. We'll take an inch.
Up
and make it pay.
Like,
so what do you say? We give the Wildcat,
you know,
a hip hooray. Hey, hey, a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get us some. If all that it takes is a little hot air to fill the vacuum, then we'll be up.
Lucille Ball's triumphant entrance in Wildcat, 1960, featuring Paula Stewart. The score is by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee. You know, this whole matter of making an entrance applies to real life. I think we need a little cocktail party music here. Imagine you're at a party and everyone's chatting away when in comes a lady who makes heads turn, including yours. The moment passes, but you sense that she's aware of what she just pulled off, which only makes her more charismatic. Well, it's the same with musicals. The fact is, we want to have our heads turned in the theater. So if you're an actor who can't learn how to make an entrance, if you can't take stage, as theater people say, you are probably not going to go beyond supporting player. In this hour, we get reacquainted with actors who made some grand entrances. And speaking of parties, here is Angela Lansbury's entrance in a party scene from Mame. Lansbury's reputation as a star preceded her, but it was in movies, not on Broadway. So she's got to do what Lucy did and take the town. A spotlight hits the top of a staircase in Mame's Beekman Place apartment. There she is in gold pajamas, holding a bugle to her lips. A friend asks, "What are we celebrating?" And Mame says, "A holiday, one I just invented."
Light the candles, get the ice out, roll the rug up, it's today. Though it may not be anyone's birthday, and though it's far from the first of the year, I know that this very minute has history in it. We're here.
It's a time. Make it merry, and so I'm torn, make it hay.
Tune the grand up, dance your shoes off, strike the band up, it's today.
Be lived on a weekday, so don't depend on a holiday day. You need New Year's to bubble, then order a double and wait.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. There's a thank you. You can give life if you live high. All the way for the skyline, over the rooftop.
Fellas, watch out.
It's I needed and yet never knew. So stop the whistling and clapping, 'cause under the wrapping was you. And we'll give life quite a tumble, and we'll live life all the
With that knockout entrance, Angela Lansbury joined the musical theater's royal family. That's from Jerry Herman's Mame, 1966. The right entrance can confirm the presence of a star like Lansbury, or it can create a star right on the spot. That's what happened to a couple of 20-year-olds, Tammy Grimes and Carol Burnett. In 1959, Burnett fractured a fairy tale as Princess Winifred the Woebegone in Once Upon a Mattress. And the next year, Grimes played a girl from the Missouri backwoods named Molly Brown. These two performers are the life of their respective parties.
I ain't down yet.
You're down, Molly. Holler, Uncle.
I ain't never shouting Uncle to you and nobody, because I ain't never down.
Come on, Molly. You're tuckered. Why don't you quit?
Sure, I'm tuckered and I might give out, but I won't give in. How can anybody say that I'm down? Look, I'm thinking. I'm thinking very hard how to break through. Maybe here, maybe there, maybe no place. But there'll come a time when nothing, nobody wants me down like I wants me up. Up where the people are, up where the talking is, up where the joke's going on. Now look here, I am important to me. Ain't no bottom to no pile. I mean much more to me than I mean to anybody I ever knew. Certainly more than I mean to any Siwash Yazzy hampers like you guys. Go ahead, break my arm. Me say, Uncle, whoosh. It doesn't make a bit of difference for you to keep saying I'm down till I say so too. Did you ever try stepping on a piss ant? Well, there's one now. Jumping, stumping, thinking you got him, thinking he's quit. He don't think so. There it goes. And you can be positive sure I'm as good as any piss ant that ever lived. Oh, I hate that word down. But I love that word up, because up means hope, and that's just what I got. Hope for someplace better. Someplace, I don't know, cleaner, shinier. Hell, if I gotta eat catfish heads all my life, can I have them off a plate just once? And the red silk dress, when there's girl enough for me to wear one. And then someday, with all my might and all my main, I'm gonna learn to read and write. I'm gonna see what there is to see. So if you go from nowhere on the road to somewhere and you meet anyone, you'll know it's me. I'm gonna move from place to place and find a house with a golden stair. And if that house is red and has a big brass bed, I'm living there.
Well now, who do you think you are?
I can be anybody. I can be a queen if I wanna be.
We've just been wrestling with a queen, if you please. Would recognize with all that dirt on her knees. And with her golden head and golden toes. And that contraption she calls her nose. A queen can never be queen without any crown. So here's the fanciest throne that you'll ever own. Here is your scepter, here is your crown. Won't you please sit down?
Well now, you think you look like a queen, then go ahead and walk like a queen.
Go on and march, march, march.
She's queen, queen of the lard pail. Watch her marching by. Now don't forget to hold your head away up.
No.
Someone's being bashful. That's no way to be. Not with me. Can't you see that I am I've always been shy. I confess that I'm shy. Can't you guess that this confident air is a mask that I wear 'cause I'm shy? And you may be sure, way down deep I'm demure. Though some people I know might deny it, at bottom I'm quiet and pure. I'm aware that it's wrong to be meek as I am. My chances may pass me by. I pretend to be strong, but as weak as I am, all I can do is try. God knows I try. Though I'm frightened and shy, and despite the impression I give, I confess that I'm living a lie, because I'm actually terribly timid. Suddenly confronted with romance, and she's likely to fall on her face when she's finally face to face with a pair of pants. Quite often the lady's not as hard to please as she seems. Quite often she'll settle for something less than the man of her dreams. I'm going fishing for a mate.
Going fishing for a mate.
I'm gonna look in every brook.
Gonna look in every brook.
But how much longer must I wait with bated breath and hook?
Let's also give credit to the songwriters for their surefire material. Mary Rodgers and Marshall Bearer wrote Shy for Carol Burnett in Once Upon a Mattress, and Meredith Wilson did the honors for Tammy Grimes' entrance in The Unsinkable Molly Brown. Here's another star-making entrance, this one in 1943 for Alfred Drake in Oklahoma. But it's not bold and brassy like the ones we've heard so far. As always, Rodgers and Hammerstein are being true to character and situation. Curly sings about the world of a cowman, his world. And in the show, he even begins the song a cappella offstage.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads when they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, don't miss a tree. And old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Alfred Drake in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. The original recording from 1943. I'll tell you, if I had ever gotten the chance to write for Ethel Merman or Mary Martin, I'd have been scared to death when the time came to come up with an entrance, because it had better be brilliant or else. Divas only accept the best. Well, here's one created for Mary Martin by Jerome Robbins, Moose Charlap, and Carolyn Lee. In Peter Pan, our Mary enters the stage flying, for God's sake, and then the star launches into what's called a specialty number that is perfectly tailored for her natural exuberance.
And I see in myself all the wonderful things that I see. If I'm pleased with myself, I have every good reason to be. I got a crow. I'm just the cleverest fellow 'twas ever my fortune to know. I taught a trick to my shadow to stick to the tip of my toe. I got a crow. I got a brag. I think it's sweet. I have fingers and feet. I can wiggle and wag. I can climb trees and play tag with the breeze in the meadows below. I got a crow. If I were a very ordinary everyday thing, I'd never be heard cock-a-doodling round like a bird. So naturally, when I discover the cleverness of a remarkable me, how can I hide it when deep down inside it just tickles me so that I gotta let go and crow? Such a fair thing, I can't keep still. I'm bursting with pride, and I just couldn't keep it inside if I tried so naturally. When I discover the cleverness of a remarkable me, how can I hide it when deep down inside it just tickles me so that I gotta let go and crawl.
Mary Martin as Peter Pan, 1954. You're listening to an hour of performers making memorable entrances in musicals. And coming up, we have Ethel Merman, Julie Andrews, Jackie Gleason, and more. I'm Bill Rudman. This is Footlight Parade. 2 years after Mary Martin made that bravura entrance flying through an open window, scriptwriters Howard Lindsay and Russell Krauss brought on Ethel Merman by shamelessly pulling one of the oldest tricks in the trade. The show was Happy Hunting, a 1956 musical inspired by the hoopla surrounding Grace Kelly's marriage to Prince Rainier. I'm going to quote from the stage directions. Three photographers back onto the stage ahead of a feminine figure wearing a dark blue coat with a large white hat that covers her face. More photographers and reporters follow her. She tries some broken field running but is hemmed in. Finally, she gives up, pushes back the hat, and reveals that she is not Grace Kelly, but Liz Livingston. Yeah, right. Well, of course, the Broadway audience goes crazy. And after just a few lines of dialogue, songwriters Matt Doobie and Harold Carr let her rip with Gee, But It's Good to Be Here, a song that does exactly what it needs to do. It lets Merman give her regards to Broadway, and it shows off those pipes.
Today, this is the only place in all the world to be. Gee, but it's good to be here. Frankly, I feel right at home. Here is where all the excitement is. This is champagne with all the fizz. Gee, but it's good to be here. I really feel in rare form. There's nothing like this, not anywhere. There's a man. To be emphatic, I could shout, 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 shout it out. Oh, gee, but it's good to be here. Wouldn't miss this for the world. It's my considered opinion that the place to be is the place I'm at. And I couldn't be more sincere. Gee, but it's good. About
you can shout, 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 shout.
She got years of mileage out of that song in her club act, Ethel Merman in Happy Hunting, 1956. One more terrific Merman entrance now, this one by scriptwriter Arthur Lawrence. It's the first scene in Gypsy, when Baby June and Louise are on stage auditioning for Uncle Jocko's Kitty Show. Merman, playing their mother, doesn't even have to sing this time. She's barking instructions from out in the theater.
I will
And by then, she's come down the aisle and up on stage, carrying a little dog and a big handbag. Ethel Merman as Mama Rose in Gypsy, 1959, with score by Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim. Okay, this is hard to pull off. Back-to-back entrances by two stars. And in Act 1, Scene 1 of Lerner and Lowe's Camelot, Richard Burton and Julie Andrews don't come at us the way Merman and Martin do. They get us to come to them. King Arthur has been hiding in a tree, very nervous about meeting his bride.
I know what my people are thinking tonight, as home through the shadows they wander. Everyone smiling in secret delight, they stare at the castle and ponder. Whenever the wind blows this way, you can almost hear everyone say, I wonder what the king is doing tonight. What merriment is the king pursuing tonight? The candles at the court, they never burn as bright. I wonder what the king is up to tonight. How goes the final hour as he sees the bridal bower being regally and legally prepared? Well, I'll tell you what the king is doing tonight. He's scared. He's scared. You mean that a king who fought a dragon, whacked him in two and fixed his wagon, goes to be wed in terror and distress? Yes. A warrior who's so calm in battle, even his armor doesn't rattle, faces a woman petrified with fright? Right. You mean that appalling clamoring that sounds like a blacksmith hammering is merely the banging of his royal knees? Please. You wonder what the king is wishing tonight. He's wishing he were in Scotland fishing tonight. What occupies his time while waiting for the bride? He's searching high and low for some place to hide. And oh, the expectation, the sublime anticipation he must feel about the wedding night to come. Well, I'll tell you what the king is feeling tonight. He's numb, he shakes, he quails, he quakes. And that's what the king is doing tonight.
And then, seeing Guinevere approach, he jumps back into his hiding place. Guinevere is just as distraught as Arthur, and she looks up to heaven for guidance.
Saint Genevieve, it's Guinevere, remember me. Saint Genevieve, I'm over here beneath this tree. You know how faithful and devout I am. You must admit I've always been a lamb. But Genevieve, Saint Genevieve, I won't obey you anymore. You've gone a bit too far. I won't be bid and bargained for like beads at a bazaar. Saint Genevieve, I've run away, eluded them and fled. And from now on I intend to pray to someone else instead. Oh, Genevieve, Saint Genevieve, where were you when my youth was sold? Dear Genevieve, sweet Genevieve, shan't I be young before I'm old? Where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Where are all those adoring, daring boys? Where's the knight pining so for me? He leaps to death in maiden should. Shall I never be rescued in the wood? Shall two knights never tilt for me and let their blood be spilt for me? Oh, where are the simple joys of maidenhood? Shall I not be on a pedestal, worshipped and competed for? Not be carried off, or better still, cause a Are these sweet, gentle pleasures gone for good? Shall a feud not begin for me? Shall kith not kill their kin for me? Oh, where are the trivial joys, harmless convivial joys? Where are the simple joys of me?
Julie Andrews and Richard Burton making entrances in Lerner and Lowe's Camelot, 1960. Probably because the American musical has put so much stock in glamour, most of the star entrances have been by women. But now, following Richard Burton's lead, here comes the great one, Jackie Gleason, in 1959, playing his first and only starring role in a Broadway book musical. He's Uncle Sid in Take Me Along, based on Eugene O'Neill's turn-of-the-century comedy, Ah, Wilderness.
Well, get a load of all the bottle babies. What is every choir boy and candy kid in town doing down here at the station?
We came down to meet you, Sid.
Well, how about that?
Welcome home, Sid.
Hiya, Clem. How's the haystack Romeo? So you missed old Sid since he's been gone, huh? Well, I want to tell you something. I've missed this town, too.
What's Waterbury like, Sid?
What's Waterbury like? Well, the women are fat in the ankles, and they all kind of troop in the can. And the men are all boobs, you know what I mean? A bushel of rubes, grassy green. They're talking our lingo and telling our jokes and trying to keep track of us. They're 30 miles north and 40 miles west, but they're 50 years in back of us.
How are you doing there, Sid?
How am I doing? Great, of course. When I left the place, the boss's face looked like it was dipped in trouble. He says to me, how about a 10-buck raise? And I says, how about double?
No way, Sid. Hey, can you have any fun there, Sid?
Well, the life of Spartan Town's a place called Flanagan's, where I showed those hicks my bag of tricks, and they never saw such hooligans or shenanigans. If you know Sid, you know he did.
Like you used to clown when you hung around down the choirs.
Yeah, I really rang some bells and set some fires.
Woo! Did you do that, Sid? Did you do that, Sid?
You bet your shirt you know me, kid.
Sid, old kid, you're still a funny egg.
I'm a chicken. How's about a leg?
Listen, town's a cemetery. Since you went to Waterbury, good to have you back, you silly old kid.
Hey, get a load of this little caper I pulled up in Waterbury. One day I stop at a coffee shop, but the job is cold and the food is slop. I'm getting set to pay my check and go out, when on the street a tire has a blowout. When I hear the pop on the floor, I drop and I grab a hold of a ketchup top. I smear some on my shirt before they spot me, and I'm yelling, holy Moses, someone shot me.
Oh, yeah. Did you do that, Sid? Did you do that, Sid?
If you know Sid, you know he did.
And it only was a blowout from a flipper.
But I'm yelling, someone shot me in the liver.
Did you do that, Sid? Did you do that, Sid?
You bet your shirt you know me, kid.
We still howl at all the things you did.
If you love me, come and kiss me, kid.
This here town's a cemetery. Since you went to Waterbury, good to have you back, you silly old kid.
Gay, get a load of this little die-do I pulled up in Waterbury. In my hotel, there's a mean old grouch who sleeps all day on the lobby couch. I wait till he's asleep and then I got him. I take his cane and sauce him off the bottom. Now he wakes up with a hell of a snort and he tries to walk, but the cane's too short. He can't imagine why it's getting smaller. But I've convinced him he's just getting taller.
Did you do that, Sid? Did you do that, Sid?
If you know Sid, you know he did.
I'll bet you, Sid, you really got him going.
I told him that he's 68 and growing.
Did you do that, Sid? Did you do that, Sid?
You bet your shirt you know me, kid.
Sid, oh, kid, you're sick as Vaseline.
I'm so tasty, call me Wintergreen.
This here town's a cemetery. Since you went to Waterbury, good to have you back here.
Charming to be back here.
Good to have you back here, silly old kid. Silly old kid.
Jackie Gleason attacking his first 4 minutes in the 1959 musical Take Me Along, music and lyrics by Bob Merrill. Stephen Sondheim has written very few entrances that showcase performers. His musicals are just too text-driven for that. But Sweeney Todd practically demanded a big song that would introduce us to the cheerfully manic Mrs. Lovett. She's the owner of a filthy pie shop in London in 1850. And one day, in walks Sweeney Todd. It was Angela Lansbury, of course, who created the role in 1979, convulsing the audience while singing, chopping suet, slamming dough, and flicking flies off the meat.
A customer! What you rush, what you hurry? You gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little fake. Ugh, what is that? But you think we had the plague? From the way that people keep affording, no you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. Ugh, but there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good now, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but crusty. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is. When you get it, never thought I'd live to see the day. Men would think it was a treat. Finding poor animals what are dying in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Lately all the neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to wind it to a what I call enterprise. Popping pussies into pies wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, the pussycats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lard and nothing more is than just revolting. All greasy and gritty. It looks like it's melting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone with limited wind and the worst pies in London. Ah, sir, times is hard, times is hard.
Angela Lansbury in Stephen Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler's 1979 Sweeney Todd. I want to close with the scene that is probably the most extravagant entrance ever concocted for a musical comedy leading lady. It's Jerry Herman's Hello Dolly title song, plus the choreography, direction, scenery and costumes, lighting, vocal arrangement and orchestrations, all of the stuff that brought Carol Channing into the Harmonia Gardens restaurant in Act Two. This is a blissfully codependent relationship between a star and her audience, but let us not minimize the risk. By this point in the show, we know Dolly Gallagher Levi pretty well. We don't need to be won over the way we do in an Act One, Scene One entrance. Be that as it may, Channing and the writers and director Gower Champion are betting that Dolly is not going to wear out her welcome as she sashays down that plush red staircase, parades onto a runway surrounding the orchestra, and gets serenaded by an adoring army of dancing waiters. Critic Walter Kerr called it a drunken carnival. I say, it's too bad real life can't be like this.
Home where I belong. You're
looking swell. Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying, for the band's playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, Dolly will never go away again. Of 14th Street and into my personal haze. But now that I'm back in the lights of 14th Street, tomorrow will be brighter than the good old days.
Those good old days.
Let's thank my lucky star.
Your lucky star.
You're looking great, Stanley. Lose some weight, Stanley. Dolly's overjoyed and overwhelmed and overpowered.
I hear the eyes speak,
and I
still get glances from us.
Find me a vacant knee, fellas.
Dolly will never go away.
That is how you make an entrance. Carol Channing in 1964 in Hello Dolly on Footlight Parade. Visit our website and find out what else we're up to. It's musicaltheaterproject.org. Here's the answer to last week's quiz question. This past season, musical theater star Angela Lansbury won rave reviews in a play, Noel Coward's Blight Spirit. The new question is about an entrance, of course. In the stage version of The Sound of Music, Rodgers and Hammerstein made sure that Mary Martin was the first thing we saw. What song did Maria sing on the top of that hill? If you know the answer, shoot it our way at info@musicaltheaterproject.org. One of you will win a CD, courtesy of Decca Broadway, as did our recent winner, Catherine DeLuke, who listens to WCMU in Escanaba, Michigan. And greetings this week to our friends in South Bend, Indiana. They catch the show on WNDU. Technical supervision is by Mark Logies, with general management by Heather Meeker. And I'm Bill Rudman, thanking you, as always, for your good company.